Well, welcome to Local Matters. My name is Bob Bell, and today our guests are Jill Ramsey, pre-K supervisor for Putnam County Schools, and Jerry Boyd, director of Putnam County Schools. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for being on the show. Now, Jerry, folks know a little bit about you, but Jill, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got to be where you are today.
Oh, gosh, my background. Well, I started out my career about 34 years ago as a teacher. I'm a Tennessee Tech, proud Tennessee Tech graduate.
All right, go Tech.
And I was a teacher a little over 20 years. I actually taught a couple of years at Tech in the education department. And while I was there, I actually received an EDS in leadership, which led to later in my career being in administration, so which I said I would never do, but here I am. So I first started in administration as an assistant principal at All Good Elementary or All Good School when it was K through 8, and then when the elementary school opened, I went over as principal there.
And so did you ever run any of the Tomahawk Trots?
Oh, I ran all of those Tomahawk Trots with every grade level. Got to go out and do a lap with every grade level. So very proud of my time as a principal at All Good Elementary. Just a few years ago, about 5 years ago, I left All Good Elementary and went to the central office where I am the supervisor of pre-K through fourth grade.
Well, that's great. Now, tell us a little bit about what pre-K through fourth grade supervisor does.
Well, whatever I need to do. But the pre-K, actually, a lot of people might not know this, but pre-K is a grant that we apply for at the state every year. So we actually have to write that grant and receive that grant every year for that program to continue. Currently, we have 18 classes in 11 different locations in the district. Most of our elementary schools have a pre-K, but we do have two, one at the high school and one at middle school that aren't located in the elementary schools. What's great about pre-K is we serve mostly economically disadvantaged students who are 4 years old, and we currently have about 400 students now, which is about half of our incoming kindergarten students every year. So we're very proud to be able to serve those kids a little before school so we can give them a little bit of a leg up before they get into their first year of formal education in kindergarten.
Well, that is great. And we're going to talk more about this. We're talking to Jill Ramsey and Jerry Boyd from Putnam County Schools. And this four-year-old age, the pre-K age, is such an important time for them. As you say, it gives them a bit of a head start into getting ready for that kindergarten and that elementary school experience.
It does. It's so important. And we actually, in Putnam County, a lot of people might not know this, but actually early literacy begins at birth, and so we have an early learning facilitator in our district who actually starts working with parents when their kids are born. They go through trainings with Barbara Greason is that person. Mm-hmm. She may have been on the radio station before, but she works a lot with families about the importance of early literacy and what they can do as parents as their first teachers. And I think that's really important for your listeners to know because they need to know that they play a very crucial part of their child's education before they even get to school. So she shows them how to do that and how to work with their children, the importance of reading to their children every single day, immersing them in language. Talking to them is so important when they're at the grocery store or when you're on a ride home or whenever. Just having really good conversations with your kids and immersing them in the language, that's really the beginning of reading.
And they do pick up that stuff.
Absolutely.
It's it is amazing what they pull from conversations with people in the car. And
right. Those Dr. Seuss books are great.
They are indeed. They are indeed. And all the places you'll go and the people you'll see.
You know, it's something worth mentioning in that effort and that continuous connection with the families. We literally begin when the child is born. So we actually have a video that's played at the Cookeville Regional Medical Center talking about the importance of reading with your child. So, you know, and Barbara was a big driver in getting that in the hospital. So that, you know, that's another.
Yeah, and that's great, a great thing. Program. And they get a book if they want it, or at least sign up for books.
They have opportunity
right
to
there
sign
at
up
the hospital.
For,
yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
The Dolly Parton Library.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. You know, and that's a great resource that too many are not aware of, that, you know, we try to increase the number of families that take advantage of that in our area.
So, Jerry, from the school director's perspective, you've got the whole countywide operation. How does this affect kids later? So what's the big advantage of this pre-K and early learning activity from your perspective?
Well, what we do know, you know, there is a great urgency. We know that our students that aren't exposed to speaking and listening and being read to and having a chance to model reading, they come to school, you know, formal school age in kindergarten behind, and that's unimaginable that a child can start kindergarten and be the same age as other children, and as far as learning-wise, they're already a couple of years behind if they haven't been exposed to vocabulary and just experiences. And so, you know, that's our main message is any parent, you know, no matter what resource they might have, can always engage with their children, expose them to the vocabulary, take them to the public library, utilize all the resources that we're so fortunate to have in Putnam County anyway, that, you know, to give all of our students that equal playing field. So it's very important to start on an equal plane. You know, we do know research says when you start in that spot, you generally stay or excel. And when you're behind, the effort to get even on plane is tremendous. And that's our job, to get all students on that, you know, that same playing field. But we know it's a great challenge. So those formative years, 0 to 5, is just tremendously important to set the stage for a child's future.
And it's amazing to all of us that when you hit kindergarten, you could already be behind. And yet those are the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Local Matters. We are talking to Jill Ramsey, the pre-K through grade 4 supervisor at Putnam County Schools, and with her boss, Jerry Boyd, the director of schools. And again, we appreciate you both being here with us. You mentioned Dolly Parton and some of those statewide initiatives that actually go even a little beyond the state, but talk about those a minute. Maybe Barbara's early learning a bit more, and then the Dolly Parton initiative.
Right, and as Mr. Boyd mentioned, parents can sign up for that Dolly Parton library as early as the hospital, you know, before they take their children home. I just spoke to a person this morning who received for her granddaughter the first delivery of the Dolly Parton books. So, and kids talk about that for years, and it makes an impact on them. But that's just one partnership that we have. We have so many wonderful community partners. WCTE has played a huge part in helping to educate parents. They provide training alongside Barbara in the Birth to Five initiative, just showing parents how they can load apps on their phone that, you know, children can play games that are educational and literacy-based. So they're a great partner and resource for us. Our local Rotary, retired teachers, all of those people are eager partners with us in educating parents and then helping, like Mr. Boyd said, you know, that a lot of these kids are beginning school behind. that means that in kindergarten, we don't have to make a year's growth with them. We have to make a 3-year growth with them. And that's what, and so for us, teaching with urgency, it's almost like kids are in critical condition by that time. If we don't catch them up, that gap continues to expand. And at some point it expands beyond what we're able, you know, to close. So it is critical for us, and we are, you know, really working with teachers to teach with urgency and close those gaps each year rather than let them expand. So we've got great partners, and we're always excited to work with them. One of the initiatives that we have this year that you may have heard about is the WOW bus, the reading bus. We took a retired bus, and we are repurposing that bus with our partner, First National Bank. They provided the funding for that. And a little girl actually at Cane Creek, I believe her name is Cadence Brown. I'm going to say that on the radio because we're really proud of her. She's in third grade, and she won the contest across the district to name the bus. And she came up with the WOW bus, which means words on wheels.
Wow.
Upside down, it says mom. So, yeah.
Good either way you look at it.
Exactly. It is. Well, congratulations, Cadence, and thank you, First National Bank. And we'll be looking for that WOW bus.
Yes.
That's a pretty cool thing. Yeah. Well, this is Local Matters, and we are going to take a quick break. Welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Jill Ramsey, the pre-K through grade 4 supervisor at Putnam County Schools, and with Jerry Boyd, the director of Putnam County Schools. And we've been talking about early childhood literacy and early childhood learning. Jill, it is just, it's amazing to see the light sparkle in their eyes when they realize they can read or realize they can recognize words in a book. That's a fun moment, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's that's what makes people want to be teachers. And that's what makes them keep coming back each day, because it is a really, really tough job. And I know you probably know this as well as I do. And that is that we're starting to see a little bit of a shortage of teachers. Not as many people are going into it because it is such a difficult job. But the ones who know it and love it keep doing it because of that little twinkle in the eye when they, you know, those kids start reading and they're so excited about what they're doing and how they're growing and learning. So absolutely, that's what makes it special, and that's what makes people retire from it saying, you know, I'm glad I did that job.
Yeah, my mother was a teacher and retired as a teacher and just had a wonderful career. And we ought to say to our students in high school and even in middle school that there are great opportunities for teaching here in Putnam County and in our surrounding Highlands counties. So you can get a great job wherever you go to college, get that degree and come and teach and have an exciting career, and you can stay close to home doing that.
Right, absolutely. We get a majority of our teachers in Putnam County from our local university, Tennessee Tech. We're very proud of our teachers. They work hard, and they work hard to get better every day. So we're real proud of that.
That's certainly. I mean, there are always challenges that are presented to us on a daily basis, and the way that our teachers respond to those challenges is amazing, and it's certainly, you know, humbling and a privilege to be a part of that. Our teachers are just excellent. So, and across the nation, I'm sure every superintendent says the same thing, but, you know, I really, having gone through the school system here for the most part and graduated from Tennessee Tech, it's always very exciting to watch our teachers at work.
And a teacher wakes up every morning knowing there's going to be great opportunities in that classroom that day and some challenges probably to go with it, but that makes life exciting. Now, you both started as classroom teachers. What were your majors? What area or content area did you specialize in?
I was, at the time, it was K through 8. I think that's changed now, but I was a K through 8 elementary major. I did 2 years of business before I changed my major. I was am so thankful I did that. Nothing against business majors, but I really had a rewarding career in education. So mine was elementary education. I got a master's in curriculum and instruction and an EDS in leadership. So I think I've gotten just about everything I could get.
The scenic tour.
I did the scenic tour.
That's
yes.
Great. And Jerry?
Well, my background, my undergraduate was in pure biology, so a pure science major. And after I graduated and moved away, and I had a job as a chemist. I was an analyst in a manufacturing plant in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
But I made a decision to go into education. Explicitly, I walked into the office in Memphis University, Memphis State, still then, and said, what do I need to do to be a principal? And they said, well, I think you need to be a teacher first. So I said, okay, that's what I'll do. And I ended up coming back to Tech and finishing getting both my endorsement in biology and other science and in my master's in curriculum at Tennessee Tech, and then went on to get my leadership education specialist, EDS, and leadership at Tech. And so,
good. And you played a little football along the way, too, didn't you?
I did. You know, I still have 1 year of eligibility. So
well,
I graduated
good.
In 4 years. I was redshirted, so when I graduated, I still had 1 year of eligibility. So, Coach Alexander, I'm sorry. I don't know that I could help you.
You would be a walk on.
Maybe you should walk on.
I would be a walk on.
An honorary walk on.
When I started, I was a walk on. When I finished, thankfully, through the help of Coach Ragland, I was not a walk on. But you know, it started that way for me.
Well, today you might be a walk-on and a limp off.
I definitely would walk on, and I might not be able to walk off.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the challenges in early childhood learning. And obviously in our region of the country, in our Highlands region, we have witnessed a change in demographics in the last 20 years. And from the school teacher's side, there clearly are many students, Hispanic in many cases, but students from other countries where English is not the necessarily the language spoken at home, maybe not the language that they are most comfortable with. What kind of challenges does that bring to the pre-K era and to the school system in general?
Well, for pre-K, we serve a large population of EL students. Obviously, Jerry Whitson has the largest population mm-hmm. in pre-K, and a lot of our pre-K students are Hispanic at Jerry Whitson School and at other pre-Ks across the district. I think the biggest challenge for us is lack of maybe pre-service training for our teachers. I think we really need to look closely at that moving forward in the future and in universities and looking at pre-service preparation and what that should include. And that should include, you know, strategies to specifically work with those EL students. Because they do need extra vocabulary work, and they do need scaffolding and other strategies to tackle those complex texts, and learn to read. Obviously they're working in two languages, and a lot of the challenges for us in pre-K is that they're immersed in English at school and then they're immersed in Spanish at home. And that can't change in many instances because those families can't speak the language.
Right.
So it is a challenge, but I think that we're doing a really good job meeting that challenge, and we'll continue to get better at that. So I think just recognizing how they learn the language and just continue to support and scaffold that until they do learn it. They're smart and they're willing to work hard, and that's an advantage.
And they are excited.
And excited.
This is Local Matters. We are talking to Jill Ramsey and Jerry Boyd. And Jerry, from a superintendent or a school director's perspective, what are the challenges that you see on this change in demographics?
Well, I think Mrs. Ramsey hit one of the greatest challenges is just the continued support of our teachers in the sense of the additional training needed as the demographics do change, and not just the demographics, but you know the needs of the students we serve change. We've got to stay on pace with those changes and use strategies and develop our skills in a way that supports those needs. So that's our largest challenge. And you know, as we also face more different languages other than English. So there's not one size fits all. So we may have a large number of our EL students, English language learner students, that are, speak Spanish. But we also are seeing other countries that are represented there, you know, from Asia. We have in the Middle Eastern area in Asia, we have several coming to us that speak the languages in those areas. And so those are additional challenges we face with. Not as big as some of the larger districts where they might have 50 plus languages, different languages. But for us, it's one more challenge. And, you know, we serve approximately in pre-K 4, we serve about 400 students that are considered EL students. And, you know, and in total, 800, about 800 students. So serving those 800 students is a challenge for us in the sense of we have to continue to retool our teachers' skills and support them and provide resources and encouragement too, because you know every day is a new day and every day has a new challenge in front of them.
And I have worked with some of those students at Jerry Whitson Elementary, and the sparkle in their eye, the excitement is you can just feel it with them. They truly are excited to be in school and to they may be the interpreter for their family mm-hmm. when they get home or when they go to the grocery store.
Yeah, and they're children. You know, it doesn't matter what their background is. They're children. They come to us, and they're excited to learn. They want to learn. They may have to bridge that gap of language. But quite honestly, we have individuals that are born right here in Cookeville that are from, you know, their family line is from this area for many, many decades. And generations, and there's a language gap there sometimes
yes.
as well.
I understand
some
that.
Of those challenges yes. are not, different.
Yeah, every student brings some unique challenges to them. Well, this is Local Matters. We are talking to Jill Ramsey and Jerry Boyd from Putnam County Schools. And Jill, you mentioned a technical term a minute ago. So, what is scaffolding, and how does scaffolding help the student?
Well, scaffolding is just, you know, what the term suggests. It's building towards something, and you have to start at the ground and build up. And scaffolding is providing that support as you move up that ladder toward that mastery of whatever the standard is or whatever you're trying to teach those children, and just providing that extra support for them and knowing how to do it. And as you said, it's not just EL students. Every individual student comes to us with unique needs and deficits that we have to support along the way. So, I think our teachers do a great job of that. There's only so many minutes in a day, and knowing that each individual child needs those supports and scaffolds is difficult. And they work hard to get them there. So we're proud of the work they do. We'll continue to work on those strategies and scaffolds as well.
Well, that's great. It has been an honor to have you. We have been speaking today to Jill Ramsey, the pre-K through grade 4 supervisor in Putnam County Schools, and Jerry Boyd, the director of schools. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.